Hi, looking for affordable, inspirational gifts? Check out our store at cbiztvmedia.com. That's cbiztvmedia.com. And click on our store. Or you can email us at cbiztv@yahoo.com and we'll send you that link. Thank you. Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on The Mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. All right, we're talking 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life, and this is actually part three of the tell-all. Again, 90 Day Fiancé is a TLC reality show featuring people that are American that end up starting a relationship with people of foreign cultures. They get together. It's called 90 Day Fiancé because you customarily have about 90 days to get your visa and integrate that person into the American culture, into your life. So for the most part, marriage appears to be a must if you want to continue your relationship and move it to the Americas, to the U.S. So that's the basis of this show, but this particular version of the show is called Single Life, where it follows those that the relationship may not have worked out, or is family and friends of those people that were in the relationship, and they're single, they're looking for love. So it's 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life, and this is the tell-all, actually part three. I'm not sure how many they're going to do. Customarily, they may do a two-parter, but because this particular series only has a 1 hour session, I think that's why they're doing so many parts. It looks like there will be a fourth part coming up, but we're now at part three. Natalie and Josh kind of start us off. Natalie is kind of begging him as to where they stand. Josh's co-worker Peyton is basically revealing that yes, he likes fixer-up projects, he likes to rebuild people and help people. And that's kind of what Natalie appears to be in this scenario. And Natalie gets upset. She goes to the back. She's crying. Josh comes and consoles her. She refers to herself as some type of a circus animal, maybe a circus bear. Like, he's poking the bear and cutting the bear and hurting it, and she's supposed to be the bear. Something like that. I was a little confused, but I was somewhat entertained by this strange type of scenario that she's setting up. But Josh tries to comfort her. She really wants to know where she stands. Are they in a relationship? Are they going to get married? John points out that he probably never will marry her in the last tell-all, but she wants to know where she stands. He's saying, you know, we're not even in a relationship, so why are you asking me to do this? Basically, all he's really doing is helping her, and they are sleeping together, according to what he said last night, that they did spend the night in the hotel together. So the cast members kind of give Natalie advice and tell her, you know, kind of in the background, behind the scenes, you know, take back your power. Don't just give your body to this person, which they call the cookie. Don't just give that up and continue to do that with Josh. He doesn't know where he stands with you. He's kind of leaving things open-ended. He's not defining your relationship. She's saying, you know, I thought we were boyfriend and girlfriend. Well, he's not clearly stating that. So they're saying, hey, you know, just close that down. Close that part of your relationship down. And have a little bit more respect for yourself when it comes to that. But they say it in a way, you know, where they're trying to help her. They're not trying to put her down. And I appreciate how they came to her with that. And a lot of people say, you know, that's kind of common knowledge. You should know that information. But, you know, there are some people that may need a little bit of guidance in that. There's some people that may have lived their life in a certain way, not realizing some of the mistakes and the things that they may have done in the past. And some people do things purposely and act like they really don't know. You know, I don't know which camp she's in, but she appears to be playing the naive card. So I appreciate them sharing that with her, and maybe for other people that are watching, they may see, you know, there's other ways to do things and there's better ways to do things, and don't just put yourself out there in that manner in a relationship that's not really a relationship at all. She does a little bit of acting. They say, what kind of role do you want to do, Natalie? She said a vampire. And she does a whole acting stint in her native language. And Chantel says, you know, try to learn and do it in English, but she did very well. She's getting a lot of love and support from the cast, so I wish her the best, and I hope she continues to get that support. And she was very happy to hear Chantel show her love and her acting. And hopefully she can kind of just let Josh go and the cast members can continue to support her. The fact that she's on this platform, and again, I think I mentioned it before, is giving her a possibility. Maybe she's using this platform to get into the world of entertainment, which is her dream and her desire. And I think she should do that versus just laying up with Josh and him helping her out. How is that benefiting her and her goal and her dream? I don't know. He may have some connections, but there must not be connecting well enough if she has to continue to sleep with him, question what their relationship is, and get help from him. So all the best to you, Natalie, even though, you know, you've done some questionable things off and on, and in some levels I have lost respect for some of the choices that you have made. Everybody can be redeemed. Everybody can learn a lesson. Everybody can become better, and I hope she takes that chance and does that for herself and her mom as well. So all the best to you, Natalie, and thanks to the cast for giving her that advice to hold the cookie and no longer give it to someone, especially that is not all in with you, is not going to marry you, is not in, not even saying that they're in a serious relationship with you. So that's a lesson learned with that. Then I want to go to John and Megan, which I'm very happy to say when they first came out, his brother Patrick was kind of talking down about the relationship and saying, you know, John isn't ready to be a dad. And when Megan comes out, she's saying everything's going pretty well. He's being a good father figure to her daughter. They do have some jealousy issues, which the cast does point out can be toxic. They talk about the timelines, and I talked previously about how, you know, they had started out in their relationship not seeing each other a lot, maybe a handful of times, but they were sexual during these times. They saw each other, and saying, you know, men, women aren't just going to give themselves like this just to do that. She had expectations of marrying him, and she did put timelines on him that seemed a little bit quick, especially in his eyes. But again, if you are going to involve yourself with someone physically like that in a deep way, expect that there are going to be some expectations or something on the other end. Even if they may seem like it's a little much, but you've kind of given a little much and done a little much anyway in the relationship. So you may have to return that in the end. But Patrick was kind of like saying he's not ready. He's not sure about how their relationship is going to go. There's jealousy and all of that. But at the end of the whole conversation, John surprised us. He got down on his knee and asked Megan to marry him, which is what she had been wanting in this whole scenario. Even though at this time she was not pushing that, they were talking about how they were sexually involved and unprotected, so a child may come, even though John is not, he said he was not ready for a child or was not looking for a child, I'll say that. But they're saying, well, if it happens, it happens, is now their new stance. But I'm happy to say that they are engaged. The show is called 90 Day Fiancé, and it's good to see an engagement involved in this. And I hope that, you know, they follow through. I hope that their relationship works. I hope that her daughter and everyone, they just become a great family and things work out well for these three. So all the best for John and Megan. John seems like he's really ready to settle down and be the father figure that he thought that he would never be. So all the best to them and their future together. And I want to close out with Tyrae. And everyone was still kind of giving Tyrae some love advice. But Sean, the hostess, she pulls out a woman that he met while he was in New Orleans that wasn't a part of the show. Her name was Shannon. They'd been flirting, texting off and on. He was drunk, so he didn't remember her name. A little bit surprising for Tyrae. Tyrae's a nice guy, but he's letting you know, hey, I may not be that nice. But for those of you that don't know who Tyrae is, I believe he's a 33-year-old virgin. So when Shannon comes out, the cast kind of questions her and says, you know, what do you think about his stance and how do you feel about that? And would you go forward in a relationship? And then, you know, they're a little pushy. They're really trying to get Tyrae to no longer be a virgin, which I don't think that's the way you should go about it. But they, you know, they were kind of pushing that and saying, you know, de-virginize this guy. And they seem to have good chemistry and like each other. She forgave him for not remembering her name. But she was kind of up for anything, which, you know, on some level she was. I'm not gonna say she's up for anything, but they were saying, hey, kiss her. This is the time to get your first kiss because Tyrae had never kissed anyone. So they did it for the show. I mean, they were up for doing it anyway, but he did it for the show in front of the cast and everything. So he got his first kiss. He took the young lady backstage. I guess they're going to make plans to see each other in the future. John's trying to set it up. Like, are you in the same hotel room? They're kind of trying to push them into doing that. And I feel like, in a way, that's too much. That's disrespectful. And just because he's a man that he has to, I feel like there's a double standard. And just because he's a man, if he was a woman, then I feel like it wouldn't be that standard. They would say, you know, do something different. Kind of like what they did with Natalie, saying, you know, don't give it up anymore. But because he's a man, I feel like they're really pushing him to, you know, have his first experience. And I think that he really wanted his first kiss and his first experience to be something special. So I feel like them egging him on and pushing him on to do that may not have been the best way. For me, I would like to do that, you know, privately and have my first experience with someone without being egged on by a cast, without it being seen on TV. You know, that could have been her motivation to do that kiss. You know, does she really care about him? Does she really want to be with him in that way? Or is now she has her opportunity to be on TV, is she just going to really pour it on more than what she's really feeling? All those questions would come to my mind if I was in Tyrae's position. But I hope that he makes the best choices when it comes to this and to his first time in his relationship, possibly blooming with this young lady, Shannon. She does seem like a nice young lady. They do seem like they will make a good fit. But I don't think people should push things and do things just because, hey, I just need to lose this. Because I've seen talk shows in the past. They used to do talk shows where people were like 30 or whatnot and older and still virgins, and they would really be trying to lose their virginity. And it's not really supposed to be that way, and that's not the way that God intended. He wants us to be in a marriage situation and in a situation of stability, a situation where you could give yourself completely to someone. And there's a lot involved when it comes to sex, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Even if you get into it just for the physical, all those other things are attached. You can't separate them. So this is why God set us up to go the marriage route and not just try to get rid of it, but to have the intimate moment that He wants you to have with your spouse, with your partner, that's going to be with you and has your best interest in mind. And it's not just a one-night stand. It's not just to do something or to feel pleasure, but it's to have a life with that person. So we'll see what Tyrae does in the future. I'm sure they'll update us. Part 4 of the tell-all will be coming next time, but that's just a quick overview of some of the highlights that I saw of the episode. Definitely lessons can be learned, and you may see yourself in some of these people's lives, and that's one reason why I cover this, as well as just relating and connecting with some of their stories and saying, you know, what would I do in this situation or scenario? Is this the best way? Is this how people are dating? Is this how people are finding love in this day and time? And how respectful is it? How good is it? Is it going to work? Whatever the case, I always try to wish the couples the best and that they're led by their heart and they move in the best way and not just over physical things and not over just lust or not for money or not for some other potential reasons that their partner may not know of, but just to do things in the best way for their hearts. And that's really, you know, what I hope for the couples at the end of the day of 90 Day Fiancé. We talk faith, love, and trends right here on CBiz Media. What are your thoughts on this latest episode of The Tell All? And do you agree, disagree with my thoughts and my thinking? You can always email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Thanks for hanging out with me. All the best. God bless. This is Irene. Talk to you next time.